Everybody. Hi, welcome. Welcome to our expert policy sessions on educational equity. We're totally delighted to have you all here. I'm going to be brief. I'm just going to give you a couple minutes of the kickoff of what we're hoping to accomplish today. And then we're going to dive in. You're going to have a wonderful welcome from Hélène Perrault, from the Dean from the School of Education. Then we'll dive right into our panel and the working sessions, which is what we're really looking forward to today. But before I get started, I want to do what a colleague describes as just share some numbers with you. 376,090,300,000,000. Okay, we're done. No, sorry. Anyway, so the three. One in three children never see the inside of a classroom. The 57% of girls make up the out-of-school children population. 95 countries are not achieving the education for all goal for gender. For me, I guess of all the numbers, the most devastating in some ways, 90% of children with disabilities in developing countries not in school. 90%. How did we ever get there? 776 million who are functionally illiterate. We obviously have a long way to go in terms of educational equity globally. We have a long way to go in Canada. Each country has areas to improve on, and we're delighted that today we have people here who are both deeply committed to it and who have made vast progress in their own countries as well as in countries around the world in trying to address some of these inequalities. Now, our goal for these 2 days is to really focus on the full range in terms of starting with early childhood, because in so many ways, the disadvantage gets put in place before most children even enter the classroom and going all the way through primary, secondary, tertiary, and adult education, but also to do it across dimensions, disability, gender, ethnicity. You can see from the program, and you know, I think, from your own areas of expertise, we're trying to do this broad range. The difference between the 2 days, today is really the day where we'd like your advice on next steps. And what the opening panel is to do is to get you thinking about some critical issues. But then we're going to break out, and the breakout sessions, what I would ask you, tomorrow's our public session. Tomorrow, everybody will hear reports on research, reports on programs. It'll be for everyone who's in the room here, but it'll also be for faculty, for students, for NGOs who are joining us from across the country and from around the world. But today we really want your recommendations. If you're talking to governments, what would you like them to do? And I'm going to thank Sean Tupper, who's in the Canadian government, who reminded me this morning how important it is that those recommendations be feasible incremental steps. Break them down into things that we can actually see action on. Now, I want to spend 1 minute telling you what action we're doing at the Institute for Health and Social Policy, really just as a way to invite you beyond these 2 days to collaborate with us. We would love to form more partnerships. Many of you are old friends, so you know our mission. It's about social determinants of health. It's about moving from research to action and always focusing on the populations that are worst off. Within that, we have initiatives on education, on discrimination and equity, on poverty, on the labor force. We have these on a global basis and on country studies. But there are two things in particular you may want to know about. I'll talk more tomorrow about a global data center we have. But I want to at least mention today, we do have these indicators that we're now collecting on 192 countries. These range from what are the policies, what are the constitutional rights in education, how are those rights implemented in terms of practical programs, and what are the outcomes. And we do have a fellowship program. Our fellows are here with us today who have gone around the world to look at successful educational programs that are really uniquely innovative. They're going to be presenting their findings tomorrow, but we're very committed to the training aspect of what we do. And as much as we would welcome collaborations on this global data center, trying to figure out what works and where, we'd also welcome collaborations on training. We know that addressing educational inequalities is going to take more than this year to solve, so we're looking forward to people who will work on it for a long time. I'm going to close with that picture from Pratham, if anybody knows the program in India. It's a fabulous program improving the quality of education in very poor areas in India, to say that while the opening statistics are pessimistic, there's a lot of very effective things going on here in Canada, in India, in Tanzania, where Fenella is joining us from, who has really transformed gender and tertiary education for women in the sciences. So we're really looking forward greatly to your input on steps we can all take together. Before we move on, I want to welcome Hélène Perrot, who's Dean of the School of Education, who brings a unique background that bridges education and health, and we're just delighted she's here with us to welcome you.
Thank you, Jody. It is indeed a pleasure to be here today. I am a new dean of the Faculty of Education, recently appointed only since September, so I haven't done my year yet. And obviously, tremendous opportunity to interact with various initiatives within the university. This institute is a wonderful emerging initiative that, if only starting maybe 2 years ago, if I'm getting my facts correctly, is one which has tremendous impact and potential. Certainly in our faculty, the diversity of our expertise set allows us to examine the ways that education impacts life in various ways, be it the emotional, psychological, or physical well-being, and the inequities that exist also in terms of the accessibility, the barriers to accessibility to education. When Jody invited me to come here today, I thought it was just very fitting to come and celebrate this event here with all of you. Thank you for your commitment to this cause, I would say, and to this long-term efforts that we need to be making. I know that some of our faculty members are members and working with this institute, and I really welcome and encourage this emerging partnership and hope that it will grow. We certainly are looking at the program today with very strong enthusiasm for the partnerships that can emerge and the actions that will be taken. So thank you all, and I hope that you have a good 2 days and that we will be continuing on and welcoming you again at McGill. Thank you.
I'm going to invite the panelists up and we'll get started. So Clyde, Doug, and Karen, if you can come up and have a seat. Oh, because you don't get to see each other's slide. Okay, don't come up. I'm with you. We'll just have Clyde come up so that the rest of us can see all the slides. I'm going to introduce the whole panel all at once. Just so that you don't have to have interruptions, they're talking. As you know, what we're going to do once we dive into the working sessions is first we're going to talk about levels. What's different? How do we solve inequities in preschool and primary? How do we solve it in secondary and tertiary? And then we'll have a break, and then we'll look at the role of different players. IGOs, NGOs, government. We hope that this panel is just going to stimulate your thinking for those sessions. We know you all bring great expertise to those. So to get us thinking, to challenge us, to tell us what they think are some of the bigger problems we have to worry about, first we're going to hear from Clyde Hertzman. He's president of the Canadian Council of Early Child Development, director of the Human Early Learning Partnership, which has done a phenomenal job at transforming early childhood education within British Columbia, Canada Research Chair in Population Health and Human Development, and served as head of the Global Knowledge Network on Early Childhood Development for the World Health Organization's Commission on Social Determinants of Health, which really did an extraordinary job bringing together people from around the world to look at what we can do to make early childhood work better. Then we're going to hear from Doug Wilms. He is director of the Canadian Research Institute for Social Policy. He is a Canada Research Chair in Human Development. And he's author of millions of things, but I do want to just highlight a couple pieces. He's author of Student Engagement at School, A Sense of Belonging and Participation from the OECD. This cohort, we're focused on education. We're moving on to civic participation. We're particularly excited about being able to hear about this link. I think what people who know Doug's work realize is that he's done some of the most extraordinary work looking at how inequalities in societies, comparing across countries, impact on educational outcomes. So we're very much looking forward to what he has to tell us. Finally, we're going to hear from Karen Munday. She's served as a consultant to UNICEF, UNESCO, CETA, USAID. She's founder of the Canadian Global Campaign for Education, which is a coalition of NGOs, teachers, unions, universities, as well as directing the University of Toronto Center for Comparative International and Development Education. But I think it's particularly that extraordinary amount of experience with the IGOs and NGOs that really makes us look forward to how you have to kick off that session. So welcome to all three of you. We look forward to hearing from you. And Magda, who will help us with timing so we can make sure that we get enough input after, is right there.